bunch of warnings about man-made religion.
The churches have changed. I'm from California, and I've been here 10 years, and no offense, you guys are nice, but I don't know what's going on with the churches. Something just, like, I used to remember songs in church, and...
Are you talking about the buildings and everybody, all the different denominations out there? Let me take you there. Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Pentecostal, AOG, Roman Catholic.
It doesn't matter
who it is. They're not of God. They're created of man hundreds of years after Christ started his New Testament body. So we encourage people to stay out of them because, like I was saying,
Church I went to in California, it was great. And they sang songs. I felt placed right. But out here, it's a whole nother...
Well, let me help you something. We shouldn't really feel, if we're of God, we shouldn't feel of place in those places because they're not created of God. They're not teaching all the truth.
Church can be anywhere. It could be in here. It could be wherever.
You know what?
You want.
It's not in those places.
Yeah,
it's
and then
within
they want
us.
Money.
If we're truly born again, let me share the gospel with you. So if you've gone there, you probably have a faith in Christ shed blood.
Oh, yeah.
His death, burial,
God,
resurrection. You believe he's fully God, right? Okay.
I'm Christian. Yeah, I believe, but you'd
be surprised how many Christians say, no, we don't believe that. So we like to double check because I'm telling you, there's a lot of deception out there.
They're Christian, but they don't believe what?
There's a bunch of different so-called Christian flavors going on, and they're merging into New Age, Roman Catholicism. They're going back
to
that.
What disturbs me is, like I said, I've been out here for 10 years, and I'm running back to wherever I'm going. But in California, when we had church, we went in there. Didn't have really cell phones at the time. The preacher would be there. They do the Bible. It was a real nice thing. Now you go to these churches or so-called churches, there's a screen and there's songs being sung.
Yeah, let me help
know.
You.
See, they're on their phone. There's no Bible, and I'm just like,
stay out of them. So if you're seeing through one part of it, look on the card. They're not preaching that gospel that I started sharing with you. So the basic fundamentals of Christ shed blood, his death, burial, resurrection, you can have forgiveness of sins if you repent. And repentance is turning of your mind in your ways, leaving all sin and heading toward Christ.
Right. And
so you forsake all your sins.
Even if you do sin,
you repent.
You ask God for forgiveness and try to do better.
And
none of us are perfect. So.
Right, but if you have a willing heart and he knows it, God knows all things, he'll give you his Holy Spirit within you. That's called being born again. Okay, so you're saying, you understand that.
I know,
Trust me, a lot of people don't know. I went to the Lutheran church that never taught me about being born again. So if you have the Holy Spirit within you and you're born from above, you're adopted into God's family.
I know, I'm
then
no
you
perfect
follow
angel,
in obedience.
I got a potty mouth, but I love God and I'm trying to do
but
right.
But see, let me help you. If you love God, you keep his commands, which means that's one of the sins you just mentioned. You forsake that. You repent of that and stop.
Yeah, exactly. And I try to do better every day. I try to help others and... I'm no better than anybody.
But you know
else.
How you
we
learn how to do
him.
All that?
Yeah.
Through the scriptures.
Yeah.
So if you've been a believer for any amount of years, you should really know the scriptures and be following them by now. If you're not, I have to ask you why. You're not reading them, you're not following, you're not obeying.
Them,
you have to kill your flesh.
No, I know, but I'm saying I'm just not perfect and I'll never claim to be God's number one.
But let
one,
me help you.
The
Bible says to be ye perfect.
Yeah.
And you know what perfect means? Fully complete and mature, so we strive for that every day.
Oh, yeah, I try to be
putting
perfect,
it away.
But I know I'm not. I mean...
We know we're not. Amen. We know we're not. But our life, we can have perfect doctrine.
Yeah.
You can study the scriptures, New Testament's what we follow. You can study that, and you can know them perfectly, maturely, and completely. Yeah. Your life needs to follow along in that. Now, if you're like a year or two in, and you're learning, that's one thing. So... Can I be honest with you?
I've been doing it since I was a baby.
You should be much further along. You can't be a child of God since a child, though.
Yeah, right. But the thing that bugs me with the church is, I mean, God bless people trying to save people, but I don't think you need money, and God won't ask you for money, so why
the tithe
are they
is...
asking? And then I feel
But if you look
if
on
I
the back of that card,
a dollar in it.
Let me help you with something. I'm going to prove they're not teaching you the truth. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday... Feminization, worldliness, carnality, entertainment, sports, those are all lies that are going to leave you outside the kingdom of God. Revelation 21 and 22 tells us if you love and practice one lie, one unrepentant lie, if you keep practicing that, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven.
Right.
God wants us to strive for that perfection, that completeness and maturity.
Yeah.
And if we don't, we will be left outside.
Yeah.
That's what we encourage people. So stop looking at those places. They're not created of God.
Right.
The tithe is unbiblical. They brought back the church, which was done away with. They brought back one pastor, done away with. Yeah. He's got all the control. There's so many lies in man-made religion. Yeah. If you go to our website, there's a page that says you've been lied to.
Right.
And all it's gonna tell you a bunch of the lies. So you're right. We can worship him anywhere.
Yeah,
we are
to
be the body of Christ.
Obligated to put money in the.
No.
Then I feel guilty that am I doing wrong to God that I'm not
giving
tithe.
No, what you do is you save that money, get yourself out of debt, whatever it is, make sure your house is in order, and then you help other people who really, really need it.
Yeah, I try to help others around because I've been up here, I've been down there, but, you know, I can't save every person out here, so I try to spread the word of God because if you give them money, you don't know if they're using
it. You got to get your life in order first, though.
Oh, yeah.
Examine your own household, meaning
definitely.
You. Make sure you get in order before you try to spread the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, what would you be?
A
hypocrite if you're not in full biblical order.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So
all right.
It was good talking
to you.
Let us know. Our email's on there. Let us know
if
we can help you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Have a good day.
You too.